Hey, it's Wednesday.
I think.
I'm still recording these in advance. It's all the same day that I recorded this past Friday's episode. And now I'm just babbling. I want to talk more about the election, which for you happened yesterday. For me, it's still several days away. I do think it's weird when people are like, it doesn't matter who wins. And there's two different tranches of people who I think say that. One is people who really don't know a whole lot about the political system and how it works. And one is people who I think are naively optimistic. Like either way, things will be fine. Or equally terrible. Clearly not true. And it's weird that people say that. Especially like we've seen what happens when different people are presidents. You've seen how whole things can change. I think it takes a little bit of privilege. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's not talk about elections. Because elections, You know what? Let's talk about elections for a minute. All I'm saying is it should be required that you vote. You can vote, no vote, but you have to vote. And it should be a day off. Thank you so much. Anyway, let's do a theme song and then not talk about elections.
Your daily Lex.
There have been a couple times in history, I can think of at least one, where the New York Times crossword puzzle could be solved either way, depending on which person had won in Bush v. Gore, since they're both four-letter names. And they just had to have different answers. They could work it out. And it was cool. It was clever. It was a clever crossword. I think it also happened with Star Wars and Star Trek, where you could put either one and all the answers would still work. Imagine if I had made podcasts that could work, you know, if we knew a winner and if we didn't, and if it was one person or the other. Didn't do that. I'm just doing this episode, which, as you know, is for Wednesday, because that's the day it is today, Wednesday. Wednesday is spelled funny. Wednesday. That's dumb. There are words that I always pronounce unusually when I'm writing them for my spelling purposes. Like when I'm typing out Wednesday, I think in my head Wednesday. When I think of the word separate, I think of sep a rat e, which was some mnemonic that we knew as kids growing up. You know, like the way it was told to me was there's the woman, the wife, who's married to a guy named Sep, and she sees a rat and she's scared and she says, Sep, a rat, E. And so that's what I hear in my head every time I write separate. It's not like when I write the word could, I think cooled, although that'd be fun. I don't know why I would have to do in that funny, almost Borat-esque voice, but I don't do that. So anyway, I'm sure there are other ones. Like I think rendezvous when I write rendezvous. And I'm sure I've told the story before, but there was a time in seventh grade when I gave a report on strokes, and I talked about how there's a moment where the brain can devolve into utter chaos. And a kid said, do you mean chaos? And I was like, oh. And it was that moment where you realize that a written word is the same as a word that you know. Yeah, good stuff. We still make jokes about Ani, who as a very young baby was reading a ton, and she referred to a person who stole things as a thelf. And she would use the expression even through instead of even though, just from, you know, reading and misidentifying things in her baby mind, which is still very cute. So it's not mocking on it. It's joking about how this happened. Anytime you hear people do that, it means they read a ton. Like, good for them. Ani now knows how to pronounce all those words, by the way. I mean, if Ani didn't know how to pronounce all those words now, that would be utter chaos. See what I did there? Yeah, these are sometimes going to be shorter episodes. I'm doing a whole bunch of them in a row. It's tricky. It's a lot. This is three for this week after having done the... Anyway, you get it. This is the fourth episode in a row I've recorded, you guys. This is a lot. You're the greatest.
Lex.